first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast Show number 88. We've got Michael Coxon.
Hello.
We've got... What was that about?
That was my normal speaking voice.
Luckily we're outside a pub, because if we're inside, they might have chucked us out after that little bit of petulance. We have got Sean Miller in a normal voice,
evening.
I hope.
Hello.
It is evening. We usually record these on a lunchtime.
20 to 6.
We are recording it post-work.
Yeah.
Mike Coxon is already on the beers.
As always.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. Right, I've got no stat for 88. I'm really sorry about that. Didn't have a chance today, but.
It was the year after I was born.
The year after I was born, too.
And it was the year that Marco van Basten scored a fantastic goal in Euro 88.
I once saw Chris Dixon, who is a little known ex Cheltenham player, former Gillingham loanee, who now plays for a Cypriot team that have made the Champions League qualifiers.
Play up front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He scored, not in 1988, but a couple of seasons ago, he scored an identical goal. Well, I say identical, it was just a volley from that side of the pitch.
Did he have a captain with brilliant dreadlocks and a sexy voice, like Ruud Gullit?
No, it was probably...
Rufus Brevett never played for you, did he?
No, I've got some stories about Rufus Brevett, but
excellent.
It's more stuff that I can't divulge. He's known to the police, that's all I'm saying.
And let's just talk about the Roxy instead.
Right, let's move on a little bit. What's happened this week, fellas? The big news today is that Mancini has signed a new contract at Man City.
Massive news, exciting stuff.
Yeah,
To be fair, though, if you'd looked at it a few months ago, if he hadn't have won much at Man City this season, if they hadn't won the league, or if they finished third or fourth, because it looked like for a while that they were going to tail off, the way Man United were running away with it.
Yeah.
He would have a five-year deal as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there would have been pressure. There would have been people saying, oh, maybe you need to bring someone else in.
Yeah.
This time last season, you wouldn't have thought that they would be offering him a contract to make him the best-paid manager in the league.
If anyone can afford to buy out his contract, though, it's Man City, can't they? So if he does do bad this season, which I don't think he will. But, if United had won the league, if we hadn't thrown it away, then, definitely, I think he would have been sacked. But, it shuts up people talking about being linked with the Russia job. Have you seen the shortlist, the Russian FA?
Well, I've heard now that Arari's in
Sven and Torgrip have got to be on there, haven't they? Sven and Torgrip.
Harry always wanted to manage Russia. I can't read English, but I can read Cyrillic.
Who's actually on the shortlist?
It's Harry, Pep Guardiola, so obviously managers of a similar calibre. Capello's on there, Benitez is on there.
Right.
Marco Bielsa's on there.
Why is Benitez on loads of people's shortlists recently?
Well, I do. At international level, for a medium quality European nation like Russia, who they're not one of the top dogs, but they're not bad. It's not a bad chat. They've had Hiddink and Advocaat.
Exactly. Apart from his meltdown with Liverpool and then subsequent failure at Inter Milan, he does have decent pedigree.
Talking on meltdowns and managers quickly, I put on the site today Neil Warnock from 1995 when he was in charge of Huddersfield. If you haven't seen it yet, go onto the website now and have a little look. It's astonishing. If I was a Leeds fan, I'd actually be like, I quite like that. His team were 2-0 down. He got them back into the dressing room and he absolutely stored them. You can see a very young looking Andy Booth as well, who does not take kindly to being pelted by Neil Warnock.
Look who's coming.
We've got Mr. Dan Silver dressed like a farmer as usual.
Who are?
He's here.
The
shirt's bulging a bit.
Bloody work getting in the way of beer and pub cast.
I know.
Yeah,
well, we've just
held out.
This is an evening pub cast for a change.
Bloody out of order.
All we've talked about so far is Roberto Mancini and his new deal. My question to all of you guys is. He's now the highest paid manager in the Premier League. Out of the other managers in there, who do you think?
Harry Redknapp.
He's not in there.
He's on the Russia shortlist. We've talked about that.
Have you already talked about that?
Because he's as good as Pep Guardiola, isn't he?
Yeah,
does Mancini deserve to be the highest paid manager in that league?
No.
No.
Sir Alex Ferguson does.
Just put Fergie above him, or
I'd maybe put Arsene Wenger as well until the last couple of years.
I would have put Arsene Wenger above him. Recently, not so much.
Other than that, I would say Fergie Wenger, Mancini deserved to be the best paid.
That sounds like a new signing.
Fergie Wenger from
Fergie
Peru.
Wenger, yeah.
What's the your new Norwich manager called again? Chris
Lambert.
Chris Hughton.
No, Lambert.
Chris Lambert.
Lambert's gone. Paul Lambert has gone to Liverpool.
Paul Heaton.
Liverpool?
Yeah. No, he's not.
You mean Villa? Rodgers has. Right.
Lambert's gone to Villa. Anyway, right. So the new manager, he deserves getting paid quite a lot just for having to live in Norwich.
No.
Live near Norwich.
Alan Partridge, why do every week you try and piss off at least one section of our listeners?
It's normally me.
Section.
And my mum.
It's true. But yeah, sorry. Well, anyone that lives in Norwich, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right.
No, but...
So, right, so we agree on
Fergie. Nice
anyone else that you throw into the mix in terms of who deserves to be a...
No.
I'd throw David Moyes up there for what he's done at Everton over the years.
That's
but
not
obviously
true.
he's not taking them high enough to get the top pay, but he deserves.
Question exactly. On David Moyes. Do you think he can make a step up to a bigger club that should be challenging?
I think the main reason...
I was going to say no. Otherwise, I would have thought Spurs would have got him.
No, see, I think the main reason he didn't take Spurs is because he wants the United job. And if he goes to Spurs and fails, there's no way he'd ever get the United job. Whereas he can go to United, fail, but he still will have got the United job and got the money and got the chance.
I think it'd be a massive...
I think it's a risk for him.
I don't think that's a sound reason for not going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why would he risk going to Spurs, who no disrespect Spurs,
but aren't
as big as clubs?
It's not a risk, is it? It's not a risk. It's a money and ambition at the moment.
But it's also a club that are on the verge of losing their best player, arguably. They've just lost a manager who is massively popular with the fans.
No, I'm sorry, but at the moment...
It's not all about money, though, is it?
No, but at the moment, there's a lot of ridiculous positive noise coming out of Spurs. And yeah.
It's just noise. You don't know if it's going to happen.
We've just signed Venegorn. Fucking great signing.
Yes, who you were going to sign anyway.
Well, not necessarily.
Zeki Friars, who you were going to sign anyway.
Not necessarily. This is all stuff.
They were all talked about before AVB, though. Whereas if Moyes goes in there and doesn't want them, perhaps that changes it. I can't see why he wouldn't.
No, that's what I mean. Why would you not want them? Can I just say,
I think it's a bigger risk.
Venegorn scored 10 goals in 37 appearances for Ajax last season.
He was named player of the season.
But what's that about Vertonghen?
I was going to say Venegorn Hessen. It sounds like you're talking about that. He's someone completely
different.
I do think it would be a risk, though, for David Moyes at the level he's at. To go to Spurs, who aren't a massive step up from Everton. They're a step up.
No, it's true.
Not massive.
Well, it is a bridge between Everton and Man United, though, isn't it?
So there's more chance of getting it.
It's a bit like when Ron Atkinson went back to Nottingham Forest. That was a bit of a risk, judged by the fact that he got into the wrong dugout for his first game. The thing is, if Moyes went somewhere and was a complete failure, it's all right, because he's Scottish. He could just be the Scottish manager.
If he went to
Spurs and got sacked by Christmas...
He couldn't manage Rangers.
Well, we'll go on to that in a minute. Some other notable dealings in the transfer market. Park Ji-sung.
Yeah, that's a brilliant signing.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I've seen a few Man United fans who are genuinely, maybe not upset, but they're a little bit like, right, now he's gone, we need to get someone of a similar ilk.
Well, it's similar to when John O'Shea and Wes Brown went last summer. Is you know they're not good enough anymore to necessarily make it into the United first team or even do a decent squad role.
I think it's a much bigger loss than John O'Shea.
I'm not sure it was because they fulfilled similar roles. Experienced squad players, big performances in big games. Park's a legend.
Wes Brown, big performer in big games.
Wes Brown, in the season that we lost in the Champions League, played more than anyone and played brilliantly.
He was a great squad player for 10 years.
He's not the best defender around.
One of my best mates is as big, if not more, of a United fan than you, Michael, and he absolutely cannot stand the boy.
Well, he's an idiot then. He's an absolute idiot.
Is he on Twitter?
Yeah, he is.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll have a talk.
I completely disagree with him. Wes Brown did a good
job.
But we're not talking about
Mike,
Wes Brown.
Mike, this is Lloyd. Lloyd, this is Mike. Wes Brown, discuss.
Park Ji-sung, you go back to his performance against Arsenal and Chelsea
Lloyd,
in the Champions League.
It's
probably...
Okay, but for QPR...
I think
it's a good signing for him. Because
really?
He's past his best.
Yeah, but he's past his best at Man United.
The role I hear that he's going to play there, he doesn't have the good players around him. I don't think he's dynamic enough anymore to boss the midfield with his energy.
I can't believe
and I don't think he's skillful enough.
Park to QPR.
I love it.
If Stu was sat here, he'd be...
Stu's excited about it.
Yeah.
I just don't think he'll lift the team.
Stuart described it as the dog's bollocks of a signing, which coincidentally is Park Ji-sung's favourite meal.
Speaking of new Japanese signings, Mr. Kagawa.
Yeah.
Who's this? The new Man United.
Yeah, yeah, the new Man United. Do we have an interesting good signing, good girlfriend?
Yeah, what sort of player?
Why are you trying to steal my limelight?
Because I saw on your sheet. Hey, you disagree with me about Wes Brown. I'm going to ruin you.
So just quickly, before you go on to that, what sort of player is he?
He is a attacking midfielder. No, a lot of people talk about on the wing, but he plays more behind the strikers.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Very quick, quite skillful.
Have you heard him speak? Has he got like a German
I'm guessing he's got a Japanese accent.
Yeah.
But more interestingly, more importantly,
just
more interestingly,
Nintendo and eating sausages.
His girlfriend's a porn star.
Really?
Yeah. Full on. All blown. Porn star Japanese over there or in, no, Japan. She's a Japanese porn star.
It's all fuzzed out. You're not even allowed to show cock.
I know, it's bollocks, isn't it? I've seen that.
Well,
as
no, it's not bollocks.
you can't see a thing.
Might not even be
always
bollocks.
Always click off that stuff. Boring.
Anyway. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. No, she's what? She still is a porn star.
Yeah, she's a fully fledged porn star.
Fair play.
Good girl.
Oh, I think he's quite open to have a relationship with someone like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd have to be.
Yeah, on the QPR note, we haven't talked about him for a while because I know Stuart was here last week. He didn't say much.
He's there now.
Yeah, he might as well be. Let's be honest. They've signed some decent players. I think Andy Johnson could be a good signing, especially when they pair him with Zamora. Cisse at the end of last season was either getting sent off or scoring, but he was certainly having an impact.
Yeah.
Back that up with the signings they've sort of made this week.
They've signed some decent Premier League players. Rob Green's a good Premier League goalkeeper for a mid-table team.
Yeah.
Ryan Nelson will do well in defence.
I think you're being generous calling them a mid-table team, to be honest. But I think
But for if they have aspirations to be mid-table,
the key that is clearly what their aspirations are.
The key thing is for QPR, they were so close to going out at the end of last season.
All it
needed was Bolton to actually turn up at Stoke, and obviously they'd be signing completely different players. Yeah. They'd still have the budget to sign these players because the budget's not dependent, I don't think, with them on which league they're in. But they wouldn't have been able to attract the likes of Partey Song and whatever.
Well, Tony Fernandez is also talking about building a 45,000-seat stadium, which...
Yeah. But he's making all the right noises because he came out and said...
He's making the right noises.
They've brought a training ground in the area. They're now looking at buying a ground in the area. And if I was a QPR fan, straight away I'd be like, right, we're not selling out at the moment. So alarm bells would be ringing. But he said they're going to keep it in West London. They're going to keep the atmosphere because that's the one thing that QPR have got. All this John Terry stuff
that's going on.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a bowl, is it? It's going to be a proper stadium.
All this John Terry stuff that's going on at the moment. I was at that game and what went on the pitch was obviously being judged in the courts, maybe, but the atmosphere for that game was one of the best I've experienced in this country.
We'll just touch on that really, really quickly.
Can I just check? Are you guys being sarcastic? Because apparently you can't tell if someone's being sarcastic anymore. Apparently, if you're sarcastic, it means shouting racial obscenities.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here we go. Oh, this is a bit.
It can only be fined £2,500.
One last bottle of Cristal that week.
That's just from the English courts. If the FA then step in and fine him, I'm sure.
Oh no, well that's the reason a lot of people have been saying, why has John Terry not been suspended? It's because you've got to wait until the criminal procedures are over, and then you can investigate it.
Just keeping up an eye on the updates on Twitter, most of today and yesterday, to be honest.
Some of the tweets are quite good from the media people there actually just sort of saying, right, this has turned out.
Supposedly the reports from everyone really is that neither person is coming across very well.
They're both not doing themselves
loads of justice either. They both seem to be slightly changing stories here and there, or then they can't remember this, but you'd have thought that John Terry would have come across a lot worse as he is the accused.
Anton Ferdinand didn't actually hear him say it, which is going to be damning. Yeah. But. So his prosecution is based on video evidence.
But the magistrate did say this afternoon that the case will continue because there was a case to be heard.
Yeah, John Terry tried to have it so he didn't have to be sat in the dock for the whole time, and the magistrate came out and said, I think you were the last person who wanted to be seen to be treated unfairly compared to the rest of the country.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Was that there before we started talking about John Terry?
No, sorry about that.
Has that just dropped?
No, it hasn't. No, it's been there.
Dry.
Why do you think I'm stood up?
Oh, I didn't know. So, Mike, you've let me sit on a chair which has got bird shit all over it.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
I thought.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah. My head's right by it. Well, we got our photo
it
sorted.
It was 5 minutes ago. It was.
I thought we generally just started talking about John Terry racing case, and a bird had decided to shit all over us because that's how interested it was.
It might have been Kagawa's girlfriend.
Well, she did that sort of stuff. Steady on.
They fuzz that out as well.
So, 2.5k. To me, it just seems obviously you'll have to pay court costs and what have you.
I mean, let's not go into the politics of that sort of rubbish, but it seems to be like the I mean the fine compared to the money it will cost for the court case and all this. Yeah. But I suppose what it comes down to really is John Terry and his reputation after that. If he gets found guilty, it's not about the $2,500. It's about the fact that he is
found
Chelsea
guilty react?
Of.
God Chelsea, knows. I think, would stand by him, but yeah. I don't think he'd ever play for England again.
No.
I don't. I think he'd get a substantial ban by the FA, certainly at least 8 matches, like Suarez got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking of not playing for England again, have you seen the Micah Richards comments?
No.
He has said that, basically, he's alluded to the fact that he didn't want to be in the Euro 2012 team. He always wanted to be in the Great Britain squad.
Really?
I think that's just probably just sour.
Yeah, but everyone wants to play alongside Jason Steele and Marvin Sordell, don't they?
Oh, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Forget Rooney and forget Gerrard.
Yeah. Just going back. Just hoping Wilfred Sahar would be called up.
Oh, it's a shame he wasn't. Yeah, to be honest, if I was Micah Richards, I would have dropped out for that.
Yeah, me too.
The England team, though. Did you ever see the England under-19s that got to the semi-finals?
They have indeed.
Yeah.
Sean
Your boy Harry Kane scored the winner.
Harry Kane's a strange one because he's been on loan at Wimbledon and did okay. But he's never really got. Has he made his debut for your
boys? He played in the Europa League, didn't he?
He's still a bambino.
Didn't he play a bit in the Europa League? Didn't he miss a penalty?
I bet he came on. You know, I mean,
you say that. Oxlade Chamberlain could play for the England under-19s, but he's still getting in the Arsenal team.
Well,
there has to be a point where you actually sort of break in, and I think players like that, they go through, they go out on loan, they get to about 21, 22, and they've never made the team, they're not going to make the team.
Oxlade Chamberlain wanted to play for the under-19s, but instead he got called up for the Euro squad, so he's pissed off. He really wanted to play for Great Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that we got to congratulations to the England under-19s for getting to the semis.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of semis.
Are we going back to Kagawa's girlfriend?
Yeah. No, we're going back to Mario Götze.
Oh,
who, there's a wonderful photo. I think it was saw it on Off the Post. I think it was. It's a wonderful photo of him in some rather tight.
It's naughty boy.
No, it's not really naughty boy.
In a way.
It's a bit embarrassing boy. It's a slightly naughty boy. There's a wonderful picture of him.
Embarrassing boy. That sounds like the worst superhero in the world. Doesn't it?
Him and his girlfriend on holiday. He's wearing some rather tight Lycra shorts and has what looks like a massive erection.
Similar to one Stuart Hall's wearing right now, although you won't tell because he's not saying
it. It is a wonderful picture of him caught with his very fit girlfriend. To be fair, I'd have at least a semi if I was with her.
So,
good
to wear short shorts. We can put Homer Simpson's query to bed.
Massively.
That's what happens. All right, while we're talking about Spurs quickly, going back to Harry Kane, Adebayor.
Yeah.
As a Spurs fan?
Yeah.
But they're going to have to smash their wage budget.
No, they're not, apparently.
They're not? What, no. How are they going to...
Is he going to take a
How are they going to facilitate
wage?
That?
100k, apparently, which is...
Wherever he goes, he's either going to have to sit in a reserve and see out his contract, in which case he goes down in money, or he's going to have to go somewhere where he takes a cut.
Or he goes to a league like China or the United Arab Emirates.
But not yet. He doesn't have to do that yet.
But players are doing it. More and more players, it would be a shame if he did it because he's still got the quality. But
no, it's much more the older players that are doing it. Yeah. It's not the younger players yet.
Well, Gian.
Yeah, mate.
Samuel Eto'o.
He was still kind of. He just won the Champions League, hadn't he?
Yeah.
But you know, you're looking at more of the Drogbas and the Anelkas, the mid 30-year-olds.
Well, apparently Anelka could be coming back. Apparently he's fallen out because he didn't bow to the fans.
Yeah, after every game, it's traditional that you bow after the game. Apparently you refuse to do it.
Really?
But
I'd see Ashley Young out there. He'd bow and then go down feigning injury, wouldn't he?
Speaking of that, did you see Santos? What's his name? The young player, Neymar. Neymar's outrageous dive this week or at the weekend. Oh mate, it's absolutely outstanding. He's touched the ball away from the defender, going towards the left corner flag. He's attacking. He's kept the ball in play, knocked it past the defender. The defender's taken a bit of a swipe at him, but I'm not being funny. He's got to be at least 3-4 yards away from him. And Neymar's jumped about 6 foot in the air, come down, landed, holding his leg, rolling around, and with a slow-mo shot. It is one of the worst dives. It's sort of Rivaldo-esque.
It's embarrassing.
It's
stick
terrible.
Out of the sight if you can find out.
It is terrible.
He'll be playing in the Olympics though, won't he, for Brazil?
Yeah. Him and Hulk.
Staying round the corner from me in Crystal Palace.
Yeah. We got very excited earlier on this morning because we thought we'd secure tickets for Korea Republic versus Gabon. But they appear to have now sold out.
You're joking?
No, Sean's on it tomorrow. He was supposed to be on it today. Mario Balotelli, naughty boy of the week.
Yeah.
It's not naughty though, is it? They're just, but you, like, some people might not have seen the photos.
Oh,
it was him and some hooker bonnet.
I think there's 2 points.
It's because he was in yesterday's red tops. You were earning work. So yeah, that's right.
Basically, there's a picture of him sipping Dom Perignon champagne out of the bottle with his shirt off, getting massaged by a rather attractive blonde.
And a shisha pipe hanging out of his mouth.
And a shisha pipe hanging out of his gob as well. It is a wonderful
Meanwhile,
shot.
His girlfriend is pregnant thousands of miles away.
Yeah. And so, you know, we found out, you know, we spoke about it the other week that she's pregnant and, you know, he was going to take on the... take on the challenge. He's now asking for a paternity test.
Oh, yeah, really? Did you see the statement that he made?
Yeah.
I actually thought the statement was quite good, and quite concise.
To be fair, I'm not being
funny.
It's
a shame he wrote it on his chest.
Yeah, you can buy those T-shirts now. Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, if I was a multi-million-pound footballer and my ex-missus, who I've broken up with, said she was pregnant, I'd want to double check. I mean, how do I put this? PC. No, I mean, you might be able to tell when the baby's born.
Potentially.
Yeah. But
if it comes out with a Mohican,
a blonde one. But I'd want it. I think it's fair. Raffaello's brother has slammed him for asking for a potato.
Donatello,
isn't he? Raffaello Donatello.
Cheating pizza at the time.
He's
got a laugh for Coxon.
I think it's fair. But what a fantastic picture from. But it was just like, look what Mario's doing while the rest of his squad are at pre-season.
He's been playing at the Euros.
Exactly. Let him have a little break. Have a massage from a fit blonde.
Exactly. Is that not what all of us do to relax?
Exactly. Cheese a pipe, bottle of Dom Perignon, massage topless from a beautiful blonde.
Exactly.
Standard.
It's good photo. I wonder who took it as well. I once, from working at the Mirror with a Mirror address, someone found out my email address and sent me a picture of Pascal Chimbonda sitting on a stripper's lap smoking a cigarette out of his nose.
Why did you not tell me this before?
Oh, it was about 3-4 years ago.
Stuart
Hall's probably got the photo somewhere.
That's an outstanding
but
photo.
I was like, is that Pascal Chimbonda? And this guy was French trying to sell it to me, obviously, before it was on the picture desk.
Right.
And then it was someone else who just noticed, he's got a cigarette out of his nose as well. Brilliant, lovely.
Wonderful.
But, so yeah, there you go. I haven't still got the photo. I'll try and dig it out if I can. Probably get put in court, but the other naughty boy of the week, Jack Wilshere, could be in serious trouble.
Go on.
They're investigating him for betting.
They've given him a warning, and it was 7 months ago. I mean,
and it was daft.
Well, if it was 7 months ago, then let's just forget that.
It was before Champions League game, and he said fellow Gunner Emmanuel Frimpong was worth a cheeky tenner to score the opening goal.
50-1.
It was worth a tenner, wasn't
exactly.
it? Well, it wasn't because he didn't score. No. But it was a game with Olympiacos, and he basically said on Twitter, worth a cheeky pun. And they've done him for like illegally betting and what have you.
Dunn's there thinking, throw the book at him.
Exactly.
Make an example.
They're probably out for the rest of next season.
And interestingly, apparently, he hit the side netting when it was 0-0.
Oh, really?
And then he tweeted, like, he nearly won me some money there, alluding to the fact that he had actually put a bet on it.
Oh, okay, that makes a little bit more. That makes it a little bit worse,
But he probably didn't. I mean, what's 150 quid to him?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be completely honest. He shits.
I would have been a grand and a half, 150-1, at £10 on it.
He'll need that.
Exactly.
Tune back in next week for Sean Miller's math lessons.
Appreciate that. Right, moving on slightly to a topic that we've been meaning to discuss for a while. Luke McCormack,
right,
who was obviously involved in the road traffic accident which led to the death of two kids, 8 and 10, I think they were, or 8 and 6, young little kids. It was reported about 3 or 4 months ago, and we touched on it then, that he would be out and going to a pre-season tour with Swindon. They're actually in Italy at the moment. Now, I don't know, and I couldn't find out whether he's actually on that pre-season tour. So if any of our listeners know, they could let us know. But I just want to get a general feel for everyone's thoughts around the table. Do you think, should he be allowed to come straight out of prison? And he's been in the sun a lot because he's been doing visits out with his family and stuff like that. And they're always going to slate people like this. They did it with Lee Hughes when he was inside. What are your thoughts? Should he be allowed to start playing football straight away?
Yes.
Stu Hall, what do you reckon?
No.
Yeah. But I mean, what's everyone's thoughts on it?
No, he definitely should. Definitely should. I don't see why not. I mean, he's served his time. He has.
Well, he hasn't served a lot of it.
Well,
he served what the government.
He served what the government set him to.
And he's got everyone else to set him.
A different debate. I mean,
Let's go past the fact that he served his time. He's been in prison, and they've obviously They've obviously decided that.
Thank you.
They've obviously decided that.
She's a bit nicer than that lad the other week, the French fella.
Yeah, she's alright.
A lot
actually.
Better tits.
But yeah, no, definitely.
I mean, you can always
rely. If you listen to the podcast, whatever episode it is, there will be an interlude by a waitress or a waiter at some point, and we'll either fancy him or
there'll be an interlude by somebody sexy. Normally it's Dark Temptation, but he's not here this week.
In fact, you just heard him say sexy as well. She was just behind us.
Sexy?
Said,
well, hello. Me?
Yeah. But no, he definitely deserves another chance. Whether he deserved more of a punishment or not is not for anybody to say. He got the punishment that the courts laid down on him. He's going to live with that for the rest of his life. Yep. It pales in comparison to what the family of the kids are going to deal with.
This is true.
But you can't stop him earning his livelihood. What? Do you say anyone that comes out of prison has got to work on the bins or has got to be a street cleaner? No,
I agree. But I agree. But the only thing, I suppose, is he's in the public limelight, and unlike your average criminal.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's got to live with that. Do you think there's going to be a single ground up down the country where he's not called a murderer?
You're shooting it down, all right, fair enough, but I'm just saying.
Oh no, obviously
it's unfair for. It's more in the face of the family.
And the people that get reminded of it
over and over and over again in the papers every week. Which is that's the only thing. But I'm not disagreeing that he should.
To be fair, it's not like he's a top flight player. It's not like he's going to be on the back page every week. You would have to seek out coverage of Luke McCormack and Swindon.
Well, but you know what it'll be. If he starts playing for Swindon in the first team, then there will be reports on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, particularly the Sun, have sort of made a crusade and sort of like featuring him and stuff like that, and saying, "Oh, it's disgraceful that he's doing this and he's doing that," and he's got a smile on his face, but. Everyone I've spoke to has had the same attitude as Mike's just had, and made the valid point that you can't stop someone. They go into prison and they're doing a job. When they come out, they've got a right to.
What
to
do
go
these
back
people into... want? The death penalty?
Yeah,
or someone to be permanently unhappy?
If it was something, because it was an accident, wasn't it?
He was driving.
And it was well over the limit.
Which is terrible. But I think if he okay, then we're getting into real politics. But I think if he'd been done for brutal rape and murder or something, and they're like, the guy's an absolute scumbag, meant to do a very serious crime, and then you think, no, lock away the key and I don't want
to
ever see
him
again.
You'd like to think that no club would touch
him. Exactly. But I think this is one where, as much, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy, and what he did, drink driving, was ridiculous and stupid and wrong, but it was an accident, and it was a terrible, horrible accident that should never have happened. But you know what I mean? It wasn't malicious, it wasn't an intent, you know, like I said, it wasn't something that he meant to do. But
I just know the press treat it with the sort of delicate nature that it is when it does come out, because it's not fair on the family.
Crusades over things like this. It's
but you know
money,
readers of these papers as well. Like you could read something in the Telegraph or the Times or whatever, and it will be an informed debate, and you'll actually link some information from it. People will read these papers and go, "Oh yeah, we're playing him today. I'll boo him, or I'll throw something at him."
Yeah,
or they can whip people up into a frenzy where he could actually make the thing go on further, and then someone else is in court.
If it's
in court, it's in the papers because someone hit him for whatever. Let's move on. Cheers for that, guys. Appreciate your thoughts there. Mike, you're about to head off in a minute. Little Rangers update for us, if you can.
Rangers, a very interesting one that was in the Scottish Sun a couple of days ago.
Boom.
Paul Gascoigne has come out and said that he wants to help out Rangers however he can, and help Ali McCreight specifically. And he said he's willing to come out of retirement and play for Rangers in the Scottish Third Division.
That is absolutely wonderful.
It's also very sad because it makes you wonder about Paul Gascoigne's mental state at the moment. And there's been a lot in the papers recently about rumours that he's been drinking again, and
which is categorically denied. Yeah. And everyone around
him has. He has.
Yes. There was that photo a couple of weeks ago, wasn't there, of him with a. On holiday with this some random guy taking a picture of him, and he looked absolutely blotto. He looked as
can't tell that from a picture. Yeah. I'm sticking with Gazza. Yeah.
But I love Gazza.
On the other side of things, he could probably do a job in the Scottish Third Division.
Probably.
So, the
holding role.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't get called up, I'm open for the role. But
so that is it.
That's it. At the moment, there's nothing more to report other than the fact that Rangers have been categorically kicked out of the Scottish Premier League.
Yeah, SFL, and they might have vote on the 13th of July.
Yeah.
What's that? A couple of days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 3 days' time.
It's Friday, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to vote as to whether or not what division they'll be allowed in.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, exactly.
God, D-Day. Bloody hell.
All right, cheers for that, Mike. We can let you leave. You'll be hearing a lot more from Mike Coxon because he will be hosting next week's show.
Yeah, I can't make it.
Yes, yeah. And I expect you guys to give him absolute pelters, please.
Oh,
yeah,
brilliant. Yeah.
Make sure he's got a very good show, 89 stat, and yep. Everything's in there.
Oh, don't worry, we'll slate
him. Yeah, good. Yeah. Don't let him talk about Man United at all.
He'd get a bit aggressive then, wouldn't he?
As soon as
I said something wrong about Brown, he got a bit defensive.
Euro 2012 sticker book update. I've been asked to mention this by FFDU.
Right.
Full Fans Down Under. How are you getting on, Sean?
Okay.
It's finished now. You know the tournament's finished.
Yeah, well,
should really have finished your book.
Have you finished your book?
Very close to.
I like the one. I don't know. Sean, at that point, switched his bits of paper around, his notes around, to something that had absolutely no relevance whatsoever to it. Looked like he was about to actually give some information. But
like
no.
He's a newsreader.
I've got some information about my cigarette written. No, I haven't.
Ken Moncal.
It's
Ken Moncal news.
There is Ken Moncal news.
To be honest, I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to be another naughty boy.
Well, like Ken Moncal didn't.
Well, yeah, exactly. What's he called? Can anyone remember?
No, don't care.
Life is life.
He's basically bringing out a lifestyle
football
magazine
life,
aimed at footballers.
I think it's Football Life.
Yeah, I think it is.
People have done it before. Phil Babb brought out Football Punk, which was aimed at footballers and the wags.
Is it free to all football players?
That's right, yeah.
I think it's free to all football
players. £7 to regular, and
75% of WH Smith in the country is going out to them as well, so it's readily available.
So footballers who desperately need free magazines get it. I'm
just picturing it as one of those idiot's guide to football. And you see, I'm just pinging it out to all the football players and saying, this is what I do.
This is how you play football. Dan, have you got any news on Western Sydney Wanderers, or do we have to wait a week?
No, he does.
Oh, yes.
Jim Stables.
To be honest,
I shall deliver.
This is exciting.
It's a little bit different this week, so I've got to be honest, I didn't have full faith in the fact that you'd actually be able to pull something out, but
fair play.
I almost sat on the dog shit. There's no dog.
You're so excited about this news, you don't even know what sort of shit you're talking about.
I almost leaned back into the bird poo, but yeah.
You don't know what shit we're talking about.
Yes, it's exciting news. What I found fantastic was reported on the 26th of June, so this is like a couple of weeks ago now.
Okay.
But on the 26th of June, they were barely 3 months away from their first game, and they were still without a name, colours, players, or home ground.
Fine.
So, but in the last 3 weeks, they've picked it up a bit, luckily.
It sounds a bit like Portsmouth.
A little bit.
Remind me to talk about Portsmouth in a minute.
All right.
Well, they now have the first three parts of that little equation have been solved. Well, obviously, we know they're called the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Yeah.
I quite like the Western Sydney Wanderers bit.
Any colours yet?
Pretty much being in the same place.
Their colours, it's a Nike-sponsored strip, and it is red and black stripe.
Is it Nike-sponsored, or have they just gone and got some Nike shirts and stuck a
logo? It looks like the standard kind of Nike.
Apparently,
and it's not Nike's manufactured, not Nike-sponsored, unless they've got Nike.
No, it's manufactured
by Nike.
They don't
have sponsors so far.
No, there's no sponsors.
So, they have just brought kit. Yeah. I could go down to a shop and buy a blue kit and say, yeah, Nike are my manufacturers.
The red and white, red and black, sorry, hoop jersey with white shorts. And they're going to be home at Parramatta Stadium. Is going to be their new home.
Right.
I think we mentioned it last week. Their coach is Tony Popovich. And
good lad.
They have now got a grand total of 9 players.
Excellent.
So they've got 9 players.
Yes, that's one more than Portsmouth.
This is very true.
When does their season kick off? Quite soon.
I'm about to get onto that, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
Let me just say that they've now got the 9 players are Aaron Moy, Tarek Elric, Corbena Apiakubi. Aaron Moy, Tarek Elric, Michael Beauchamp. Sorry, Mike.
They've got 7 players.
Darren Cole and Nikolai Tapor Stanley. They've got a goalkeeper as well. I'm not sure which one it is. They definitely got a goalkeeper.
Right.
So they've got 9 players, and they start their season on the 6th of October, and they're playing Central Coast Mariners, who finished second.
Yeah, they were finished top.
No, Brisbane ended up top.
Okay.
I think.
Didn't Brisbane win the overall thing?
Oh, sorry.
They finished runners up, but they finished top of the league.
Yeah. They've got a very nasty start.
I like the fact I've now got knowledge of the A-League. I poo-pooed your thoughts.
The interesting stuff, though, was rumours came out. Apparently, there's nothing to them, but there's rumours linking Filippo Inzaghi. to West Sydney Wanderers. So I mean, they reckon. I mean, I suppose that they've patted it down a little bit, but supposedly, I know that Chatham and Zag. I mean, that would be a reason to follow him.
So, yeah, without a doubt.
Follow Peepo on his.
So what are we saying? Are we going to move to him, or are we going to wait and see?
Well, I've moved to him already because Tony Popovich. The Fair Palace link there.
Yeah.
The hoop shirts, do you know what colours were they again?
Black and red.
Black and red.
It reminds me, I saw this week, and I'm sorry, I didn't make a note of it, and I don't have the knowledge of which team it is. I believe it might be a Brazilian team, or maybe a Colombian. Their shirts traditionally are red and black hoops.
Right.
What they've done, they've brought their new kit out, and it's white and black hoops.
Right.
And the, like,
look
exactly,
like convicts.
The two looks that you've given me are like, well, why have they done that, right? What they've done, they've got a deal going with a local blood donation.
I was
going
to say local prison, because a local prison would have been brilliant.
Sponsored by Swag.
But yeah. No, this is actually really good. You'll like this. So when the scene kicks off, they're going to kick off in black and white hoops. When they're getting their scene ticket holders and ticket holders to give blood donations. Wow. As more and more blood is donated, the hoops will fill in red. So when they've donated so many pints of blood, then the bottom hoop will become red, and by the end
that's
of it,
amazing,
that's absolutely brilliant.
So the idea is, if you want your traditional colours back,
international maybe, black and red.
Then they need to give more blood, and when they still give blood, then the shirt goes back up that's all fantastic. The way, and then it's their normal black and red home kit.
Excellent.
But it's quite cool, isn't it?
I like that.
I'll dig that out, and I will put it on the site tonight.
Yeah, cool.
So this is going to be out Wednesday, so it'll be on the site now. Have a little look at that. Right, any more, guys?
Last bit I got to shoot off the set as well. Last couple of bits. I'll get this on the site as well. You know the new Swansea signing, Chico Flores.
Yeah, go on.
Very much like his pop star namesake Chico, he has starred in a Spanish music video.
Excellent.
And very much along the lines of
it's not as bad as
Podolski, but it is up there with the fact that he still starred in a Spanish music video, which is outstanding. And another video that I saw, I'm just going to put it up for your comedy value. It was in the Russian second division, and they're all lined up for the. Lined up before the handshakes and all that. Yeah. And the cameraman was obviously running a little bit late. Massive camera on his shoulder. He's running onto the pitch to get there quickly. Stacks it, goes once, goes twice, face plants into the ground with the camera. All the players just stand there. Just watch it. He's about 10 yards away in front of him. He's a stretcher comes on, the works. The players are stood there like, hurry up, mate.
Yeah.
Look at that. Poor bastard actually slams him straight into the ground, stacks it, and has to get a stretcher off.
And as Dan takes great hilarity and other people's misfortune, we'll park it there. Show 88 is done. Show 89 will be with you as usual next Thursday. I'm not here.
Oh.
Really, really.
How sad are you about that? I mean, you're a lot more sad than we are.
But it means I'll listen to a show.
True.
I will download it, listen to it, and I'll see you all slagging me off and hopefully get right into Mike. A little bit of housekeeping for you. Obviously, go on. Sorry, Dan.
I apologise.
No.
I can't remember who it was, but it brightened up my day the other day, and I realised that we actually bring a little bit of joy to the very few people. I'm alright, thanks. very few people around this world, but we do, because I saw.
Very few people around this world. What are you trying to say?
Right, we bring
the
joy.
Hang on, sorry. The reason Dan got halfway sidetracked today is because a woman just came over and put a glass of wine on our table.
Half full.
She wasn't particularly attractive, but no, Dan thought that he mildly flirted with her, which you might have heard. And now he's a little bit flustered. What are you trying to say?
Right.
You just kept saying we give joy to a very few people in this world. It's not our job.
No, but we do. Because last week when our show went up,
we should give joy to more people.
Will you let me finish?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. When the last show went up, one of the lads tweeted, "Awful day I'm having, but I've just seen the football podcast has just popped up on my iTunes and it's made my day."
Aww. Did he give us a review on iTunes?
I'm not sure.
Tweet him back and ask him to review us. Just say gave me little moments of joy. That'd be lovely.
I was well chuffed. I was like, we brightened up someone's day.
That is good. On that happy note.
Eventually got there.
That's just the bench. We'll close show at 8. Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.